Al Sharpton appears ready to run for president. The New York Democrat, here in Washington yesterday for a speech at the National Press Club, did not formally announce his candidacy. Instead, he outlined the platform for a candidate who might run from the left wing of the party. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams reports.
Sharpton charged leading Democrats with being afraid of criticizing President Bush's conservative agenda, both at home and abroad. He's particularly alarmed that there has not been more criticism of Attorney General John Ashcroft's detention of terror suspects who have not been charged.
Patriotism now is, are you a right-wing Republican that supports Bush, not whether you believe in doing what is good and what is protective of America. So we are now where we cannot even argue on behalf of the Constitution. And the Democratic Party that I think should be leading the opposition in this has come down with a bad case of political laryngitis.
Sharpton said the Democrats are not only silent on Bush's policies, but deaf to liberal Democrats, minorities, and working class people of all colors who want party leaders to be more outspoken.
The party of today is not the party of Roosevelt or of Lyndon Johnson. There are those that hold too much sway in the party that are pro-death penalty, pro-military buildup, pro-tax cut, pro-cut social programs, pro-silence on social justice. And I think that they must be challenged. They will be challenged in 2004.
Sharpton has never held political office. He rose to public attention as a polarizing figure on racial issues in New York. But in 1992, he won 15% of the vote in a bid for the Democratic nomination to run for a New York Senate seat. His vote total included 21% of all Democrats voting in New York City and 67% of black Democrats statewide. Since then, all Democrats seeking votes in New York have made a visit to Sharpton's National Action Network. Now Sharpton is making a visit to national politics.
As we embark on the next 2 years, it is important that the debate be honest, the debate be open, and that we not have presidential contests reduced to who can say the same thing best, rather than who is saying the best thing.
Two-time presidential candidate Jesse Jackson has been conspicuously absent at recent Democratic events, and Sharpton worries that black voters in general are losing enthusiasm for the party. He notes that there is not one black or Hispanic in the Senate or serving as a governor. Sharpton told the Press Club audience it's time for blacks to renegotiate their relationship with the party. In an interview after his speech, he said he thinks it's possible Bush will do better among black voters in 2004.
In 2000, George Bush got 5% of the African-American vote. Is anyone going to tell me, after daily doses of Condoleezza Rice and Colin Powell on the evening news, that that vote is not going up in the African-American community? And then tell me what is the national strategy of the Democratic Party in the African-American community. It may end up being what we do.
In last year's New York City mayoral race, Sharpton clashed with the Democrats' nominee, Mark Green, and accused him of playing racial politics. Green later lost to Republican Michael Bloomberg, and Sharpton was criticized for hurting the party's chances to win the mayoralty. If Sharpton runs for president, could he similarly be blamed if Bush wins a second term in the White House?
Suppose if people say after the 2004 election the reason the Democrats are in the White House is because of Al Sharpton.
Far from weakening the party in 2004, Sharpton says confronting issues of race directly will strengthen it. Juan Williams, NPR News.